6:09, time to get a look at triple team traffic, three times more eyes on the road. Andy Farnsworth in the traffic center.
And I got a look at the crash. It's northbound on State Street just after 3300 South over to the shoulder. Looks like traffic getting by it without any struggle. We had lights malfunctioning 21st South and State Street. They were out completely. It looks like that is still the case in Salt Lake City itself. In fact, it doesn't look like they have any power in that area all around it. So treat that intersection as a four-way stop. Mainline I-15, though, full speeds right now. Point of the mountain to Salt Lake City. Eric Butler.
Same for I-15 in Utah County from Provo to Point of the Mountain. No accidents or delays. If you're on I-80 heading from Tooele County, that looks good. And out into the mountains, all the way to Kimball Junction exit for Park City, no accidents to hold you up there. Len Thomas.
Davis County Drive looking great so far. You go past Hill Air Force Base and Layton down to Kaysville, Farmington, North Salt Lake. Really no problems. A little bit of traffic on there starting to gain volume, but no problems there. SR-193 just south of Hill Air Force Base. It's got that early morning busyness right there, just south of Hill Air Force Base. University of Utah Healthcare is proud to care for our Olympic and Paralympic athletes as the newest member of the U.S. Olympic Committee's National Medical Network. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.